This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, as we do, and as we start, joining us now from the great state of Louisiana, I hope that he's not getting any winter storms there, because goodness, he's already had enough of that kind of nonsense, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, we had about an inch and a half of snow and sleet outside.
You're kidding.
The joke was, we're ready to ski, but we can't find a hill anywhere in the state.
Yeah, well, that would be an inch and a half of snow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and sleet. You know, it's just a mess. It was a good day to stay home. Tonight it's going to be icy. We're trying to stay off the roads.
You know, Dan is joining me after you, and it's like 8 degrees there.
Yeah, tonight it's supposed to get down to like 25, so yeah. I'm so sorry, Dan. I hope your pipes are insulated. I hope mine are, too. We'll find out in a couple days.
Yeah.
So, I wrote an article because of you.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, no. It's a thank you. I owe you a thank you.
Oh.
But before we do that, you teased everybody on Facebook. Can you
want to talk about that? Yeah,
about your video?
So, I haven't made... I don't think I've made a formal announcement here. Starting March the 1st, there will be a new channel on something called Cloud TV, which is the One America News Network TV website.
Okay.
And what they've come to me and asked me to do is a combination of this radio show and my YouTube channel in a TV format. So starting March the 1st, Lock and Load goes to TV. And let me tell you, the ramp up since Friday, not last Friday, but the Friday before that, when they called me and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? At first, I was a little dubious, and I thought about it for about 10 hours, and I called the guy back, and I asked him a few questions, and yes, I am going to go ahead and do that. The radio show will continue on, and now we'll be doing at least... They want me to do it 5 days a week. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'm trying to figure that part of it out.
Well, is part of it like what you used to do on YouTube where you'd live stream the radio show?
Part of it will be. I will take a live stream of the show. I'm not doing one today because I've been up since I've already done 4 hours of radio for WORD. I've already finished.
Well,
I had to finish the pilot today and get that sent forward. I've been having to try to compile video to put together a 3-minute promo. And I did one other thing that I probably should have been doing the whole time, but I couldn't find the guns to do it. But I made another gun change today, and I'm only going to carry my striker-fired gun now, all sizes, is going to be a CZP-10.
Cool.
So...
Everything old is new again, because that used to be your favorite.
It was my favorite, and then some things were happening, and I got talked into trying the 5th-gen Glocks, and I did, and I liked the way they felt and everything. I just couldn't shoot them as well, and well, when I wanted to make the switch back away from Glock about a month ago, there were no CZs to be found.
Wow.
But then I found one in each. I found the P10, S, C, and F. All in the same spot.
And you made a bulk purchase?
I've made a bulk purchase slash trade.
Okay. Well, okay, we've got 7 minutes or so. Let's jump into the crazy news. I mean, we knew it was coming. We knew it was just a matter of time. 3 years ago, on yesterday, was the attack at the Parkland High School.
Right.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Biden used that anniversary to announce gun control. Quote, we will not wait for the next mass shooting. We'll take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. Close quote. He asked for mandatory background checks, an assault weapons ban, a ban on magazines, that's over 10 rounds, and make gun manufacturers liable for the, quote, role their products play in violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, you pro-gun Democrats, what did you expect? And in this case, I was lucky. I wrote an article also for the anniversary of Parkland. That was 3 years ago, and it's uncomfortable to think about it, but then you go back and you tickle your memory and you go, well, wait a minute. Columbine was 22 years ago, Sandy Hook was 8 years ago, and as Bill Sprady has asked us time and again, look, after Columbine, why was there ever again another school shooting anywhere in the U.S.? Now, that's a pretty uncomfortable question, and you and I, Bill, can make a prediction. The next attack will be the place that politicians told us was safe because law-abiding people, like you and I, like our neighbors, were disarmed. I don't think that's much of a solution. It's time we look harder. We're told that honest citizens should be disarmed. And yet the first thing that we do, the first sign of danger, we call somebody with a gun.
That's right. Send somebody with a gun over here right away.
Yeah. Get that. Hey, you, me, here. And yet we're told that mandatory background checks would keep crazy people from getting firearms. Well, that assumes that the government's going to do its job, and we have evidence that they don't. I mean, they might disarm a million honest gun owners that were never any threat, but that doesn't make us safer. If one bad guy slips through, now he's got no one to stop him. And they do. The bad guys do make it through the system. Do you remember the attack in Isla Vista, California?
Yep.
Crazy student attacked students in a gun-free zone.
Yep. He had to go through 30 days between gun purchases. He had three. So he would buy the gun, wait 10 days to pick it up, and then wait 30 days to buy the next one. He had 41 10-round magazines because they only allow 10-round magazines in California.
And his parents thought he was a loon. They were asking the cops.
They tried, yeah. The cops.
Yeah. They did all they could. And this is in the mandatory background check, California. Well, who is the next guy? Oh, there we go. Yeah. Background checks failed when the murderer passed his background check despite being prohibited. And then he attacked the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. You remember that one.
Right.
That was a mess. The murderer in Parkland, Florida got a gun despite people calling the FBI from this nuts YouTube posts where he says, I'm going to commit mass murder. And the FBI goes, yeah, we'll get around to it. We'll let you know. They never did anything. You and I go, when you say you're going to commit mass murder on a video, a lot of us consider that a clue.
Yeah, that's sort of a tell. We're coming up on the first break. I want to continue a little bit about the background, the whole background check conundrum when we get back. Simply because of what I think of them, and see what you think about that. But yeah, that statement about we should never have had it. Since Columbine. That's the truth. We should have learned something from Columbine. I almost believe that the reason we don't do anything about it is because of money. But real quick, how do they find you?
Oh, my blogs at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morrison. We were talking about background checks, which what Joe Biden wants is the universal background check. But
right.
Here's my problem with the background check. The whole premise behind it is flawed because we were told that the background check would keep guns out of the hands of criminals, right?
Yep.
So what a background check does is it looks at the snapshot of your life up to that point. And then you buy the gun, you qualify to buy the gun. And, I mean, Elliot Rogers had done nothing wrong in Isla Vista. The guy in Las Vegas, that guy.
Oh, right.
He had done nothing wrong. Parkland shooter. He had done plenty wrong and just never been caught by the background check system. Dylan Roof, background check system failure on every level.
Right.
And that premise is, I look at that premise and see that flawed design that goes along with it. And, you know, every time I see one of these yahoos getting out here, like Biden, saying, well, we're going to, I think we should have more. That's registry. They're wanting a gun registry. Because he knows. They tried this during the Obama administration in 2013.
California has had mandatory background checks, and they're not a particularly safe state. It doesn't work. Well, it's like the idea, I'm going to round up every book of matches on the planet so that we can get rid of fire extinguishers. And I'm going, wait, that's just nuts, because you leave us disarmed, and every guy you miss now has disarmed victims. It just seems like a really bad plan.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And it's all about whatever they can get. This is what they're going to throw this against the wall and see what they can get. That's what I think. I mean, they've
already, theory.
Yeah, I mean, 2018, I think the numbers for killed by all types of rifles was 265.
Yes.
And this whole assault weapon.
Long guns.
Yeah, long guns. And so what do we, but at the same time, most of the weapons actually used in murder, handguns.
Right.
So I know the premise here as well. I mean, what he wants to pass, he'll get out there and say, well, it wasn't enough.
Another slice on the salami.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the fun problem is now we got a bunch of Republicans in the Senate with egg on their faces.
Yes.
And the only thing holding the line right now is the two Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, that are saying they don't want to get rid of the
filibuster.
So that means they got to get 60 votes to move anything out to a vote, and they can't get that. They could try to do it with reconciliation and everything else and budget stuff and or certain deals, but even that, the Republicans can hold the line on that one as well. So, I just don't see any. I don't see legislation happening at the moment. I'm waiting, but everybody's
maybe,
like, "Well, he can executive order
about that."
Huh?
This is right. I get you. Yeah, executive order.
But he can't executive order an assault weapon ban, though. He can't make up law. He can only reinforce law. That's executive action. Executive orders can only constitutionally go after things that already exist as law. He cannot make law himself.
And I remember our friend Barack Obama who said, "I have a phone and a pen."
Sure, but I mean, he didn't do it either.
Came really close. Okay.
Well, he tried. He wanted to, but I mean, that was April 13th, 2013. When remember when he was in the Rose Garden crying because none of their stuff passed the Senate, and the Democrats controlled the Senate. It wasn't a 50-50 split. They controlled the Senate. under Harry Reid, who started getting rid of all of these rules and everything else. So it's a different story today. And no, he can't executive order a he can't reinstate an assault weapons ban. He can't get rid of the PLCAA by himself, and he can't mandate any sort of you know, background check law himself. He can't. He can do. I'm sure he could do it and everything, but well, there's that whole matter of what happens then if that happens.
Right. Hear that after Nancy passed that $1 trillion kickback for an appropriation,
right,
that she's bribed enough legislators that, quote, Biden can do anything he wants and no one will stop him. The bigger problem, if we actually care about arguments rather than just what can we get away with in politics,
right,
is that background checks don't do anything to stop criminals. I mean, the murderer at Sandy Hook killed his mom to get his guns. Same thing happened in Red Lake, Minnesota, where the murderer killed his grandfather, who was a tribal deputy, to take the firearms. The crazy leftist who tried to kill dozens of Republican legislators at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, he's a prohibited person. He took his guns from his dad. His dad didn't even know he'd been robbed.
All this, and what this shows, though, and what you're describing, what this shows is that there is no way to stop a killer. A killer is going to get the tools he wants. He's going to find a way to get the tools he wants. And the only thing we can do to try to deal with a killer is be prepared to mitigate his damage and disrupt his pattern, which is what happened in Alexandria.
Right. Somebody shot back.
Yeah.
Somebody shot back. Isn't that interesting? It's like saying, we're going to get rid of germs so you don't need an immune system. And I'm going, wow, I don't trust you, because if any germ gets through, I'm extremely vulnerable. My doctor would call it an insane medical theory to say that your body doesn't need to protect itself. It should depend on somebody else.
I mean, all you got to do is look at what they're doing with COVID. 32 million people now have the vaccine. We're moving upward, but they're still telling them, wear a mask, because you're not completely protected.
Gotcha.
Well, when have we been? So anyway,
right.
Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, where the writing's picked up by Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. And then, if I've been good, done my homework, so I get to talk once a week.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. I send out a questionnaire to Rob every day. First check, have you been good, Rob? And if I don't get that back, well, guess no what? No, Rob. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinkland Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 160 million people across the country are facing dangerous winter weather. States of emergency have been declared in the South, with nearly 2 million people out of power in Texas. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying,
The severity of the cold weather that is about to be experienced here in the coming days is unprecedented.
This semi-driver reminding everyone on ABC News.
Every time you take that key and you start it up, you take your life in your own hands and you take the public's life in their hands too.
The White House is calling on China to make available data from the earliest days of the COVID-19 outbreak, saying it has deep concerns about the way the findings of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 report were communicated. China refusing to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to the WHO team that was probing the origins of the pandemic. USA Radio News. The CDC is continuing to issue guidance regarding children returning to the classrooms.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reiterates science reveals reopening schools without all teachers being vaccinated from COVID-19 is okay.
Through additional mitigation strategies such as teacher vaccination, the teachers are prioritized. But from a scientific standpoint, we know that it's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated.
Representative Dr. Brad Wenstrup, the Republican from Ohio, says on Fox News, his schools have been open since August without any repercussions. And we need to look at the big picture.
We're not really looking at risk versus benefit, and a lot of kids are suffering. An entire generation of kids are going to suffer greatly, and the country will suffer from that as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Enrollment in Obamacare reopens today. The Department of Health and Human Services is reopening insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to the great news that's happening locally. Yeah, the feds are a mess. Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox last week, I think it was Friday afternoon, signed permitless concealed carry, usually called constitutional carry.
Right.
And it had been approved by Utah time after time. The reason it happened this time is a new governor. Cox replaced former governor, also a Republican, Gary Hilbert. He vetoed constitutional carry in Utah since 2013. Utah finally joined 16 other states who have constitutional carry. So look around Utah. Arizona has it. Idaho has it. Wyoming has it, but it's only for residents, not for you and I as we cross the border. Constitutional carry bills are under consideration in 8 other states. My friends in Texas, I'm in Louisiana, are going, why is Texas so slow? And I go, you know, okay, Texas is leading from behind. Get on it. We'll see what they can do.
Yeah. Here in South Carolina, they're considering open carry with a permit.
I saw that, which would be great.
If it gets out of the Senate, it would be great. I will agree with you if it gets out of the Senate. But at the same time, if you like there was a couple of guys that proposed permitless carry, like you're talking about, which, you know, 17 states have now. More than a third of the country has it now, and
right.
The guy who proposed it is being ostracized currently.
Well, and okay, I think in South Carolina that bill to allow permitted open carry, and the reason we care is that if the wind blows your coat and you show your gun, oh, did you open carry? No, it's concealed. Okay, it avoids that legal problem. Somebody makes you and says you're open carry. No, I wasn't. It was concealed. You just want to avoid that whole question. And as I understand it, it gets through the House easily. But am I right that any senator can stop any bill in South Carolina?
That has been the case. I don't know what is going to be the case this time around. We've got a new guy in charge of the Senate. There's 30 Republicans. There's double the Republicans in the Senate that there are Democrats. So we'll see.
We'll see.
They
don't effectively have the filibuster.
Yeah, no. But I mean, the thing about this is, I don't know if this would be an amendment to the existing concealed carry law. So I don't even know if a senator can kill this. I would think this might be something where they're just making a rule change. So we'll see.
Interesting. But look, in the summertime or in the wintertime, nobody thinks of this. But in the summertime, you know, concealed carry is you throw a Hawaiian shirt over your gun.
Yeah.
Could you get made? Yeah. Oh, does that mean you were displaying a gun in public? Look, a law like this matters. Speaking of laws mattering, the wait for concealed carry in Wayne County, Michigan, did Rick Hector talk about this yet?
He did. He was talking about how they had sort of just stopped the consideration.
Yeah, they've resumed. Okay, COVID rules, fingerprints, we can't touch the public. You're a cop and you can't touch the public. How do you do your job?
How do you arrest
them? The wait for concealed carry licenses is now into 2022. In fact, in Wayne County, read Detroit, you can't even make the appointment to apply for your carry license until next year. So, 'cause the county's slow walking these, and then there's the backlog that already exists. The thing that drives me insane is there are judges who will claim this is not an infringement. It takes you a year to get your carry permit, and the thug goes on the street corner and has a gun in 20 minutes.
Ugh. Not an infringement.
Obviously, I'm not smart enough to be a judge. I mean, a judge said this last election was honest, fair, and balanced, too. Silly Robert. A bill's been introduced in Idaho that would let any school staffer with an enhanced concealed carry permit to carry on school property while school's in session. You remember our buddies at Faster?
Yes. Is that program still going? I haven't heard anything about that lately.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hammer and Tongs. Now, in Ohio, where it started, it's been hung up a little bit because Bloomberg got a judge in Madison County to say, oh, if you're being paid by the school to carry a gun, you have to go through the police academy. Wait a minute. That's not what I think that was supposed to make. That was basically the Full-Time Employment Act for off-duty cops. You couldn't just get a local security guard to direct traffic if you had a gun at the football game. You had to get a cop to do that. Well, that's silly. That's in the state appeals court right now, I believe. We're going to see what happens. But, yes, Faster's still there. It's in Colorado. It's in Indiana. It's in Oklahoma. It's all over. This would be great because it gets the school administrators – and their politics out of the equation in Idaho.
Yeah, and you know, that answers the question about what can you do about school shootings.
Yes, it does. Yeah, now, isn't this you and I think of teachers as being a very liberal group, and they may well be, but not all of them. Way not all of them. If you ask the average citizen, do you want to carry? Nationwide, you get about 6 or 7%. If you ask school teachers, they're actually not that interested. Do I want to carry in public? Come see, come saw. Would you like to carry on school grounds to protect your children? And you get about a fifth of them, almost 20%, say, oh, yeah, yeah, pick me. How do I do that? Will you train me? How can I protect my kids? Talk about a bunch of bears that want to protect their cubs. And so when people say teachers don't want to carry, that depends on whether you're asking the union rep or whether you walk into the lunch room where the teachers are, you know, kicking back and talking to each other.
I've always found that, and now I don't know how they are now, right? But I mean, when my kids were small and they were in school, my teachers had sort of a maternal view over their class, and you know, they as long as they stayed and remained within the school, they would check up on them after they had passed them by. I think armed teachers would be a fierce defender of children with somebody coming in trying to hurt their charges. So I that whole sort of falls flat with me. That whole argument is just it's baseless.
Nobody teachers actually don't want to defend the kids.
Yeah, that's a baseless argument to me. Coming up on the next break, how would they find Rob Morse and the various things that you do?
I get to podcast at selfdefensegunstories.com and politesociety.com. My blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up by Clash Daily. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amiland. We take an in-depth look at a defensive gun use. And then on Monday, before anybody else has had a chance to grab the news, I get to join Bill. Thank you.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live, excuse me, that sounded great. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, one more stroll around the garden. What would you like to talk about?
Well, there's plenty to talk about, Bill. You know, if somebody cancels out on you, we can talk about gun stories. I've got all that in the can, and it's evergreen. This is fresh and breaking. Just the other day, Gucci, you know, the guys that make the high-end purses, handbags, women's apparel.
Yes, sir.
They gave $500,000 to the anti-gun March for Our Lives. You know, don't feed the people who want to take away your human rights. There are people I won't do business with. Bank of America, Dick's Sporting Goods, AMC Theaters, Disney, Geico, Hallmark, Hard Rock Cafe, Levi Strauss. This is a list, God bless them, that the Second Amendment Foundation and our colleague, you know, Dave Workman over there and Alan Gottlieb, they've gone through the list and said, you gave what to who? And here's what works even better. You're online, you go, who made this? Oh, and you want me to buy it with PayPal. PayPal's another guy you don't want to deal with. And then you need to do the next thing. I'm glad you didn't spend money and buy their product. Send them a text on Facebook. You gave money to anti-gun groups. I can't support you. Let me know when you've stopped. Then I'll support you again. Now they know that you're biting them.
Yeah. Well, you know,
what are you thinking?
DeSantis is a sponsor of mine.
Right.
And one thing that he points out is that if you watch Chuck Schumer when he's wearing a sport coat, watch him closer the next time and watch his left side. Because he's wearing a shoulder holster.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about these guys. It's not so much that they don't understand the utility of guns. They do. They understand the utility of guns. But, I mean, like, I get out there. Have you ever seen a murder-suicide perpetrated by a car?
Looks like a single-person crash, usually.
Yes, and normally it is a horrific one where they drive straight into a pylon of a bridge or something, and it's horrific to look at. And yet we don't talk about controlling people and keeping them from cars if they get depressed or if they get this. More people get stabbed than with any sort of rifle in any sort of way. And but we don't talk about getting rid of knives, although they did in London. And it boils down to this. This is my theory. The reason they want to ban guns from us is because we can use guns to fight them with them. That's it. That's all there is to it. All these other things that we can use to kill people, we cannot fight a tyrannical government with them.
Right.
We can kill people, but we can't fight a tyrannical government and do some sort of pitched asymmetrical guerrilla warfare with them.
Bill, I had 7 people over on Friday. A bunch of people, because of the political craziness going on, had said, hey, let's go shoot. And I said, why? We want to go take our concealed carry class. And this was a vocabulary drill, how to talk gun, so that they understand what they're being told in their concealed carry class. I walk in. I had a young lady in there. She's carrying. They can't tell. They, because of who I am, they pretty much assumed I was carrying at least the first gun, but they never saw where the other 3 came from. And that is so important. There are 20 million concealed carriers in the United States. That's like 7 times the size of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
There are a lot of us.
Yeah.
There are a lot of us. And we're invisible.
The other thing is this. While they're out there, you know, while they're out there talking about wanting to disarm us and all this other stuff, they pretty much, and when I say they, I mean the government now. Because
right.
The Democrats control everything. So when they're out there talking about systemic racism, they own the system. They're the system. Prior to this, when Trump was the president and the Republicans held the Senate, they held everything but the presidency and the Senate. So all the stuff that they get out there and they're talking, this is all projection because this is what they're actually doing. And, it defies logic, which is sort of, that gives me a headache, but at the same time, I see them for what they are. I mean, they believe, here's what I'll say, I think that if they thought that they could do it, if they thought they could win, I think they would start a civil war. I think they would try to go into the interior. The problem is they sort of turned their back on both law enforcement and the military, and they've done it very publicly.
Right.
So I don't know what happens. I know the generals at the Pentagon would probably go along with them.
Yeah, they're squishes.
But the problem is the field commanders that are in charge of the posts, you know,
Can you imagine what if a colonel ordered something like that? There'd be a dozen sergeants in his room going, sir, we need to talk. Now, the part to back up to the politics that just makes me shake my head. Yes, America's institutionally racist. When was the last time Republicans controlled Los Angeles? San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, Baltimore, Trenton, New York City. Well, okay, we had a nominally Republican mayor in New York City with Giuliani. Got it. But the rest of the city council was Democrat. So when were Republicans? Republicans haven't controlled our major urban centers in decades.
Yeah.
So if there's systematic racism, where'd it come from?
Didn't Bloomberg get elected as a Republican initially as the mayor of New York?
Was he? I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I have to check.
All I know is that Giuliani got it cleaned up and Bloomberg continued to practice. And then as soon as they could get away from that, for some reason, all that winning just made them upset. So they got the de Blasio.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got de Blasio. So.
Is there more you want to say? I've got one more.
Please, you go.
Bit of
you
good
go.
News.
You go.
Okay. Montana finally put forward a law, and it looks like it's going to sail right through, that would remove the university system there as special cases of gun-free zones. It looks like it's going to pass, and the regents have already said, oh, we're going to appeal. I'm going, what? You're not part of the state? That'll be interesting. But, you know, a lot of academics do think they're special. It looks like there'll be a similar bill in Kentucky, which would be great. Florida introduced a bill that would remove the prohibition on campus carry. I wonder, I think you've actually got something proposed in South Carolina, too. Now, again, proposals are cheap. We'll see how they play out. I'm not sure.
Proposals are always cheap. You know, I look at when you're talking about proposals, I'm looking at the way the U.S. House and Senate are setting up right now, where they want to investigate the lawyers that defended Trump and investigate Trump and some of this other stuff. This is all now they're beginning the hush puppy circuit. It isn't like we don't have stuff to do, and. The only thing they're proposing is more investigations on a guy that's not there no more.
Right.
I think that's funny. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, I think Trump threatened the deep state. They hate him with a passion. He is, for him, he's public. For them, he's public enemy number one.
Oh, well. Real quick, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. That's carried at Clash Daily and at Ammoland. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dan. Dan from the frigid realm of Austin, Texas.
So. God, I got to listen in just to hear those stories.
There you
they've
go.
Been getting it longer than we have. They're just.
Yeah.
I'm south of 10. He's north of it. Man, it's going to be interesting.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.